कृष्ण नोस सो ही बिकेम सो मच मर्सीफुल टू दैट साधक. दिस इज द वे टू गो टुवर्ड्स सिंपल रिमेंबरिंग वन श्लोक एंड थिंकिंग द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट श्लोक. दिस इज रागानुगा भजन.
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa. The 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jasya kadapi vasanam chalakhe lanuttar dhanyati dhanya pamane nakitarthamani जोगिंद दुर्गम गतिर मधुसूदनोपि तस्या नमस्तु वृषभानुभूयो. सेंड दिस श्लोक. ए साधक गोज डाउन टू अर्थ एंड गोज लाइक दिस बट
रोलिंग
रोलिंग गेटिंग रोलिंग.
Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasa, you know?
Taste, mellow.
Huh?
Taste, mellow.
In English, what word? Rasa.
Taste.
Rasa means kya? In glass there is some liquid
juice.
Juice. But juice is not a rasa. A dust is a rasa. Rasa, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is rasa. Asimati, Radhika and Gopis drink. That is called the rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is a rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the gopis wear on their breasts.
In here? No? And they took Krishna lot of feet here and the kumkum dust makes this Krishna lot of feet. No? And then Krishna loves that dust. And after that dust from Krishna, when he
walks,
that dust mixed in earth. So that dust is that dust. The kumkum dust. And it is full of rust. Ocean of rust is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rust. Understand something?
But the dust are not, they're not devotees. They're not pure devotees. Because you said praise the dust.
We want to taste the rust. We don't want to be rust, that dust. We want to take that dust here in eyes. Like in Srimad Bhagavata it has been stated, Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjarago. Very good sloka in Srimad Bhagavata. Gopis are telling in Venunath, Venu Gita. Have you heard Venu Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya chapter. Varahapilam natavarabhapu karnayu karnikara. This is sloka. Best sloka of Krishna's self-description. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This sloka is so beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last sloka is Puna Pulinda. Napulinda means the pulling are Sulindganis are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling, I want to be a Pulindagami. Pulindagami means a hilly tribe.
Aboriginal.
Aboriginal. That girl I do. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hills. So, this girl in morning, they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel. Fuel, you know, cow dung. They have come to collect all these things. Some sticks for fuel, cow dung for fuel. Baladeva says, okay, the prasad diye diya. So that wild, girl, but beautiful, some blackish, not as gopis, but yet so beautiful. Girl was collecting all these things. He saw a spots of Krishna face upon grasses. In morning, drops of
dew.
Dew. Makes grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning his home from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket name?
That's where Krishna and the gopis had their
home. Last night they came here. Maharaj Sankarsan called them. So then, this was written, and the what?
Dust and the kumkum mixed on his feet.
Was
land him with
the rest with cross. So it was wet, and some water mixed. It becomes so some liquid. I she is like pulling me.
Ready, I don't. That
no? What I was doing?
That it became wet. The kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear or I may stop here?
Here.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
No? So then, she remembered Krishna, and she was so much become bhav, that bekar, Hindi kyun nahi padta, bekar baar karega. She became so sensitive hota hai. Full of emotion. And she could not check herself. She wanted to at once embrace Krishna. She was out of her control. If you have seen, look Krishna and Krishna. Upper side, here, everywhere Krishna. She became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna. And whether anyone is seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and tested there. Her brain, love, 1,000 times. Deaths were coming and going here. When she put that kumkum on her heart, she began. She at once thought that Krishna has impressed me. And she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that girl. She has no connection with Srimati, Krishna. That lady, that girl, had no touch Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only the dust, that is kumkum, and it was on grass, and from grass she takes. Krishna is so far away, but yet she has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be die and take birth in that Pulinda Kanya, hilly tribes girl. Because he has no shame, no bindings. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. So I want to be there. My fathers, my mothers, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all are disturbing me. But the father, mother and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So that Pulinda Kanya, who has everything to take darshan of Krishna, take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna.
Speaking of the dust.
But that dust was, where Krishna collected that dust?
From the gopis.
But Radhika is telling this Krishna. He is not understanding that, that this kumkum is
my kumkum.
So,
is that how she gets the name Kumkumangi?
Huh?
Is that how she gets the name Kumkumangi?
Kumkumangi.
That's how?
Srimati Radhika is Kumkumangi.
Because the
Krishna takes from her, Krishna takes, himself takes, and does like this.
Angi means, what is Angi mean?
Angi means body.
Oh, she wears kumkum on her body, so she's called Kumkumangi.
No. Having the kumkum in her body is Kumkumangi. And Krishna may be Kumkumanga. Well, Srimati Radhika in his body, that is Kumkumanga.
So the best one
try to think all these things and pray Krishna and the dust of Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi and all to give you that these things. This is called Raganuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard though that you said because the ladies did not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what?
Every Shastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavata has also said. But it should be applied to qualified Guru and Vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your Guru Dev was qualified. Our Guru Dev was qualified.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, why? No, no. I'm not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell.
We like that now.
Ah?
Yeah.
Ah? If you will take my name, he will be in hell. Sab chale aise che? Ko jaan? Yashchar. Vibhavari says.
We sing it every morning.
Vibhavari is in morning. Your Prabhupada used to, was very fond of this song, when I used to song, and he always want to hear my this song.
You used to sing for him?
Huh? When he met me, he always requested me, that you should sing something. And he used to...
And you played Karta?
Karta.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes?
My Gurudev has done, he has also done to offer Golok Vaikunth. They have taken my gala. Songs and everything with them. My son is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet because it's coming from a pure heart. We love it.
It's called number 7. Second, my... What is
it? Present.
So many songs. When I sang it, when he was going to upper heaven. At that time. He called me from Mathura. He used to call me daily. And I used to go. Bhavanand Kamal Krishna, Jayata Thakar Swami, Charu Maharaj. They used to come with cash and take me to क्या जी कैसे आ गया
महाराज राधा महाराज about the Jai Vidharma when you were discussing the end chapters all the technical terms like Anubhava and Patrika. I know Dhanagar Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Radha Yuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?
No need. If you have that kind of luck to Krishna and Radhika, no need of knowing all these things.
But how does it help us to get to that?
But if you want to have that thing, then you will have to know all the technical terms.
Why?
Because we will have to attend this.
So you have to know what you're going after? You have to know the term that you're going after?
This is called... What is the significance of gopis? What is there? I will tell that in gopis there is Mahabhav. What you will... I will say that Radhika was in a mood of kilkinchit bhav. This is technical word. What you will realize? You know? Kilkinchit bhav? You know. You are preparing.
I'm not up to that point yet.
When anywhere Srimati Radhika was, aap sthir karke, inse baatit karke, aap log humko batlaye ye kahan tak mein ho sakta hai, to phir main vichar karke aapko batlaye.
Do 80 lag chuke hain.
Do 80 lag chuke hain. आपका प्रज्ञा है 280 और आप चाहते हैं कितना 3 चाहते हैं। अच्छा समय हमारे महाराज जी की ऑल डिस्टर्ब्स दे डोंट वांट टू हियर एनी हरि कथा मर्ली वर्ल्डली थिंग्स
Why
they know? How they know? I don't know. They come all as bees. They want something worldly thing, worldly advice, worldly things,
worldly blessings.
I want some lovely time. That I may chant Hari name. I may remember some past time and may taste all these past times of Krishna. But I am so unfortunate, I have no time at all. And something, if I collect here, so many bees comes and takes all. I will become zero self. There are so many bees. And again, one thief can also. One thief join your company. One company of Tamal Krishna. They are very great gang. Also, one gang of Tamil devotees. This gang is Pakka. Pakka gang. Pakka gang, you know? What is Pakka?
Maharaj, in the beginning of Jayadharma, Babaji discussing the soul's origin. But there's been so much discussion, and you also, in talking with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, said that you agreed with Sadhu Swami in his Tathasta Shakti book that we don't come from Krishna Loka pastimes. But you didn't agree with some of the things that Sadhu Swami said. So what is the actual...
Well, I could not understand.
You were discussing with Tamal Krishna Maharaj about Sadhu Swami's book.
Sadhu?
Sadhu Swami.
Tattva.
Tathasta Shakti.
Tattva, Tathasta Shakti.
That book. You said that you agreed with him that the soul was not in Krishna Leela before we came to this material world, but you did not agree with some of the things that he said. So what were we doing before we came to this world, before we chose Maya?
We were in the heart of Karnak Desai Vishnu.
Is that where we were created originally?
There is always Jeev. You has not been created.
No, it's eternal. We're eternal, but
eternal.
So we were eternally in the heart of Karana Daksha Vishnu.
Mm. We were not in the heart, but as we are, we were like. It has told to understand the argument. No, because we are conditional souls. We are not in a capacity to understand the real things. We are describing the pastimes of Krishna, but actually we have no taste, no
realization.
I have no word in English. Idea of that thing. No? I am telling Krishna is very beautiful. But we have no idea that how Krishna is beautiful. If one once at once in a glance see Krishna, he will be in another position. He cannot stay. He cannot talk anymore. And it will be so heavily come. Yes. How Srimati Radhika? And we know that she is beautiful. How beautiful? Oh, you are all beautiful, but she is more beautiful than you. We can do this idea.
Relative.
In comparison. For Krishna, we will see any very good, very what? Very beautiful walk. And he is black, but yet he is so beautiful. But Krishna is not like that. But we can imagine only, we will take idea, relative things. Understand? I cannot express whole idea. But you should understand. We will see that, oh, she is very beautiful. But Radhika is more beautiful than me. But there is no comparison. Quite different thing. We will see that a mayur was dancing.
Peacock
was dancing. Krishna was playing on the flute and he was dancing. His
tail feathers were all feathers. Like a fan.
So beautiful when he was taking his face. And flute sound. Very beautiful. Sare gama padha bhisa. You know this part? So beautifully. Sare gama padha nisa. Sani dhapa magaresa. So he is taking his force, meaning dancing, so beautifully and nicely. We can imagine, but we cannot have the same idea that it was doing. So, any person who is not conditioned soul, they are Muktaji. Muktaji means?
Liberated soul.
Not only liberated soul. The souls who are associates of Krishna, of Vrindavan, like Rup Manjari, now in Rup Goswami, Tulasi Manjari, now inside of Raghunath Das Goswami. They are the associates of Krishna and Radhika. They want to tell something to us. But they are related